like you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 16 tornadoes reported across six states Monday, including Tennessee, where DeKalb County Fire Chief Donnie Green said,
knew there was going to be some thunderstorms. We got a thunderstorm warning, but the tornado warning came very sudden.
The tornadoes blamed for at least one death in Oklahoma. Israel seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. It's the main route for aid that's entering Rafah, where more than a million people have arrived after fleeing other parts of Gaza. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. Police have begun clearing another pro-Palestinian campus protest, this one at the University of Chicago. Russian President Vladimir Putin's being inaugurated for a fifth term as the country's president. Boeing called off the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft because of a valve problem. They're trying to determine when they can try again. And testimony continues in the third week of former President Trump's criminal trial. This is ABC News. Miss USA is giving up her crown. Noelia Voigt saying she needs to focus on her mental health. ABC's Lionel Moyes has details.
Utah!
Voigt, who won the pageant in September, posting on Instagram, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. The caption of the post going on to say, I realize this may come as a large shock to many. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth."
The FAA is opening a new investigation into Boeing. The plane maker now admits some of its employees claimed tests on the 787 Dreamliner jets had been completed when they hadn't been performed at all. And fitness chain Equinox offering up a deluxe new health plan it says could help you live longer. It'll cost you $42,000 a year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's back to school today in Mount Horeb. Counselors are on hand. The Wisconsin Justice Department says a teenager was brandishing a pellet rifle outside the middle school last Wednesday. Police are on leave after killing the boy. State agents are poring over body camera video. The boy never got into the school and no one inside was hurt. Talks are ongoing between universities of Wisconsin leaders and student protesters over encampments. Campus police Friday agreed not to interfere with the tent village in Madison, but UW System President Jay Rothman says other demands are off the table.
The issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
Rothman speaking on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Embrace's Yoga in the Park is back. Get ready to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with Embrace's free four-week yoga series. Are you ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors? Look no further. Join us for a rejuvenating yoga experience led by the fantastic Linda Johnson. Let's come together at Elk Lake Lionite Park in Phillips every Wednesday evening in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Picture this. Gentle yoga poses, soothing breezes, and the scenery backdrop of Elk Lake. What could be better? Whether you're seasoned at yoga or just dipping your toes onto the mat, everyone is welcome. New to yoga? No problem. We've got you covered with step-by-step guidance. Studies show that being fully present in the moment enhances social bonds, so not only will you leave feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, but you'll also leave with new connections and community resources to support your well-being. Please plan to bring along water, your yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear your comfy clothes that let you move freely. Let's make this summer one to remember. See you on the mat. Have questions or need more info? Call Embrace at 1-800-924-0556. Visit www.embracewi.org or hop onto our social media pages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high near 62, the wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 44. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music. 98Q Country.
Some bar you can halfway breathe, touch, turn, some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Chain.
Country.
Thank you.
no whiskey. My hand in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby. This is turning to a wish. You probably get up out of here. Baby, I can feel it in the
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I'm here to stay. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
Sugarland there at 98Q. How you doing? How you doing in this Tuesday edition? I have a tip for you this morning. Joel here, by the way. I have a tip for you this morning that if you want to do anything outside today, I would get your tuchus out of bed and get outside right now because it looks nice out there. It is nice out there, but that's going to change here pretty quick. We're going to see this very pleasant little morning with temperatures lingering right around 50 degrees or so. We're going to turn this into a pretty wet day pretty quick here today. Our rain chances will increase, let's see, 8, 9, probably in the 9 o'clock or so, maybe before that. We'll see rain start to fall and fall pretty consistently throughout the day. Might see, half, three quarters, maybe even up to an inch of rain by the time it all tapers off. About 3 or 4 this afternoon, we're going to get a little break, and then it's going to kick in again about 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. So quite a bit of rainfall. I know the start to the day here certainly seems like it's going to be just a perfect spring day in the Northwoods. And if rain is what your idea of perfect is, and you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Temperatures close to 60 today, tomorrow, and Thursday. The weekend, let's see. Quite a bit of chances of rain, actually. I mean, after today, there's a little bit tomorrow, a little bit over the weekend. And I think we can still use, rain here, a couple days of sun, rain there. It's a good pattern. Good pattern for the spring growing season. All right, Tuesday. All right, we're still working on getting rid of this whole cold thing from last week. But we're about 82.7% of the way there. To be specific, let's get your twice an hour news and sports. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 16 tornadoes reported across six states Monday, including Tennessee, where DeKalb County Fire Chief Donnie Green said,
knew there was going to be some thunderstorms. We got a thunderstorm warning, but the tornado warning came very sudden.
The tornadoes blamed for at least one death in Oklahoma. Israel seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. It's the main route for aid that's entering Rafah, where more than a million people have arrived after fleeing other parts of Gaza. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. Police have begun clearing another pro-Palestinian campus protest, this one at the University of Chicago. Russian President Vladimir Putin's being inaugurated for a fifth term as the country's president. Boeing called off the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft because of a valve problem. They're trying to determine when they can try again. And testimony continues in the third week, former President Trump's criminal trial. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where four of the last six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin State Prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Embrace's Yoga in the Park is back. Get ready to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with Embrace's free 4-week yoga series. Are you ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors? Look no further. Join us for a rejuvenating yoga experience led by the fantastic Linda Johnson. Let's come together at Elk Lake Lionite Park in Phillips every Wednesday evening in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Picture this. Gentle yoga poses, soothing breezes, and the scenery backdrop of Elk Lake. What could be better? Whether you're seasoned at yoga or just dipping your toes onto the mat, everyone is welcome. New to yoga? No problem. We've got you covered with step-by-step guidance. Studies show that being fully present in the moment enhances social bonds, so not only will you leave feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, but you'll also leave with new connections and community resources to support your well-being. Please plan to bring along water, your yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear your comfy clothes that let you move freely. Let's make this summer one to remember. See you on the mat. Have questions or need more info? Call Embrace at 1-800-924-0556. Visit www.embracewi.org or hop onto our social media pages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Lose the opener in KC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Despite the threat of severe storms, the Brewers and Royals played 8.5 innings and Kansas City won 3-2. The Brewers, unable to get much scoring, now have lost 3 of their last 4 on the road. The series continues at Kauffman Stadium. NBA playoffs continue without the Bucks and Giannis, who explained what happened with that calf injury that benched him in the final month of the season.
I felt a little bit of pain in my under my calf. Did not know what it was exactly. You know, I felt like somebody, you know, had like treat me or something, and then I realized there was nobody behind me, and it's probably the first time in my career to get hurt of injury with nobody like being around me. Like, it's different when you step on somebody's foot. I got off the table and kind of did my few steps. I couldn't, and that's when I knew that, you know, maybe something is off. After that, I had to for the next few days I had to wear like a boot.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Ronert's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ronert's Lumber in Fifield, family-owned and operated since 1971.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-611-2046. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high near 62, the wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers 44. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Love this radio station.
This is
Country.
Said when I was very young, she told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, she's loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish, my uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
great show. There, guy with the girl, 98Q. We've got some rain coming here today. I know it looks really nice out there right now. And it is really nice out there right now. But we're going to see rain move in rather quickly. And they're saying kind of probably about like a tenth of an inch an hour for 3 or 4 hours. And by the time it's all said and done, I would say probably in that half inch to an inch range for a lot of areas for today. When's it going to start? Probably 9, 10 o'clock hour, somewhere in there. Pretty good moderation of rain and maybe some thunderstorms mixed in with that too in some areas today. So we'll see how that shakes out. But a wet day, but starting out looking wonderful out there right now. We're scheduled to have some Shawamigan Rib Lake baseball for you this afternoon. That definitely is in limbo because of the pending rain here today. All the news and sports to come after 7. We have some Brewer tickets. I'm not going to give you a chance right now, but I want you to ponder the fact that we've got some free Brewer tickets for you for this weekend. And if that works out with your schedule, call the wife, call the pet sitter, call the babysitter, call whoever you need to, and see if you can slip away this weekend, because we're going to get you in the stadium for free anyway. The rest of it, you're going to have to take care of yourself. But if you can do that, we've got a few tickets for Friday and Saturday and Monday. Friday, Saturday, the Brewers are in town. Sunday, the Pirates will be in town. And I've got, I think, 4 tickets for each game. One of them only a couple. But ponder those dates, Friday, Saturday. See, but they're both night games. And then Monday's a night game, too. So if that works with your schedule, stay tuned. Coming up a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock, yeah, probably about 7:30-ish or so, we'll give you complete details and a chance for you to call in and claim those just for being a listener of the morning show. See, we found a perk. I know, you're thinking, Joel, it's been a while. News and sports, we'll get you all updated on that at the top of the hour.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high near 62, the wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers 44. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers. A little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Bailey Zimmerman there at 98Q Country. One of our featured businesses of the month is the good folks at Northwoods Greenhouse. Oh, this is the time. This is fun, isn't it? Get out there and, you know, put something in the ground and water it every once in a while and walk away, and that's it. No maintenance. Just let her go and let Mother Nature do its thing. So you get on in there to Northwoods Greenhouse, stroll through two beautiful temperature-controlled greenhouses filled with a large variety of plants, including the popcorn, CASIA, the cassia popcorn plant. Maybe you know what that is. Yeah, they smell like popcorn. It's nice. All the plants you need to get growing, get moving, Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream. They're right there in Prentice, one of our featured businesses of the month. Let's get some words of wisdom to get you moving into a confusing day today because it started. Look at outside. I mean, if you can get out there right now, take the dog for a walk this morning, get out there before 9, 10, you'll be fine. And then it's just going to be kind of a washout. It's going to be a washout. We might see a thunderstorm also at some point this afternoon. Our words of wisdom focused on the family this morning are being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
What is freedom? Is it the absence of rules and discipline? Or is freedom submitting to rules and discipline? I believe freedom begins with submission. Let me explain it this way. I like to play golf, but it's a difficult game. You don't just grab a club for the first time and whack a ball 300 yards straight down the middle of the fairway. I wish it were that easy. A golf swing takes years of practice to develop and a lifetime to master. And yet, it's the discipline itself that offers me freedom. The more I discipline myself to master the mechanics and rhythm of my golf swing, the freer I become to hit the right shot at the right time anywhere on the course. There is freedom through discipline in other areas of life as well. When we understand the vocabulary and syntax of a language, for example, we're free to express ourselves. When we submit to the discipline of a good diet and exercise, we feel better. When we practice integrity and faith in our everyday lives, we develop good character that rises to the surface when adversity comes. And when we submit ourselves to the wisdom of God and His values, we are free to live a more joyful, happier life. Discipline and rules are counterintuitive. They anchor us, but they also give us wings to fly. They hold us back, but they also set us free to achieve far more than we could have otherwise. To discover new freedom in your life, discover the joy of submission. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Do It Best Phillips Lumber and Hardware. We have over 22,000 items in stock, and we have everything you need for all of your projects.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high near 62, the wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunder showers, 44. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, A little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.